We're back. My name's Brian. Yes, still October 11th, 2024. You're listening to, yes, you know, Clarity Radio. So, I made a statement that our asses have been saved. It really has. So let me go back and we're going to talk about the purpose gene status in the United States a month ago. We're going to talk about the status of where we were with World War III in connection to the purpose gene. So what I've discerned a month ago, there was about 80 million people who had a purpose gene to be killed in a nuclear war. About 80 million. 50 million would be Republicans and 30 would be Democrats and others. But regardless, I'm not trying to point out anything about Democrats or Republicans. I'm just relaying the information. And so, if we were to go and proceed to vote in a Republican party in the United States, we would be looking at a situation where, and we're talking within 2 to 3 years, we're talking within 2 to 3 years that this would happen. Take the pen and verify, would we have nuclear war within 2 to 3 years if the Republican Party got in? And the answer is yes. Okay. And so there's a lot that I know. And when you take a look at who I am, I'm in a superposition status. That means I can travel in and out of different universes. And I can check to see what's going on. And attached to this universe, there are two future superposition, I call them, universes, planets. And it's almost like the same thing is going on there. It's already taken place. It's already taken place. The future's already taken place. So whatever happens in the future on these two planets is to take place on this planet. So what I do know, when I'm taking my trip, my superposition trip, and I tell you, it's a lot more than 5,000 miles. When I take this trip, what do I learn? World War III did not take place. That's what I learned. Because it didn't take place, it means it's not going to take place here. So let me further try to explain this. Yesterday, the status of the purpose gene was still 80 million people to die in the United States nuclear war. I'm not mention the other countries around the world. It's going to be just as bad. Okay? But I'm not going to, dependent on the population, I'm not going to get into the other countries. It's not necessary. I just need to use the United States of America as an example. And with a pen, you can verify everything that I'm saying is true. So when we take a look at today, this was like the last day of transition between the dark transferring its responsible its powers to the light. And it was today. That's why I almost had a heart attack, because on some level, they were hoping that I would die. Then if I was to die, then that transition would not take place. And you can verify that with the pendulum. Okay, so... Right, you verified it. Thank you. And so here's the thing. Today, those 80 million individuals, they do not have a purpose gene to die in a nuclear war. It went through today. You know, this can be marked as an international holiday, October 11th, year 2024. It could just be October 11th. There's got to be a holiday somewhere in the world today. I don't know. Add this onto your holiday. But this is the truth. It took place today. I'm happy about that. But at the same time, a lot of other stuff has taken place. He's telling me to talk about Milton. Okay, I'm going to talk about Milton. Just for a sec here. You know, before Milton hit land, I said to someone that storm is not going to be as bad as they think it's going to be. The Category 5 downgrade to 3. Before I knew it was downgraded, I said, "Father, are you gonna help the people in the United States and reduce the suffering to do with Milton?" He says, "Yes." "Are you gonna do that? Are you really gonna do that?" He goes, "Yes." So this morning, I was in conversation with the father, and I asked him, "Did you reduce the suffering?" He goes, "Yes." And I want to know by what percentage points. And he reduced it by 30 times. So that would have been worse by 30 times. 30 times worse. Is that true, Father? Let me verify. No, okay, thanks for, he said three times. But he is saying a 30% worse. Is that right? Let me verify, hang on. He's got me off guard. Thank you. We got it. Panelim, verify what I'm saying. It would have been 30% worse. That's pretty good. So here's me. I'm having this conversation with God, and I'm asking God to look after it. Remember, I've got the Christ soul in me, and he did reduce the suffering. That's impressive. I wish he could have just wiped out the whole hurricane and stopped it. Part of the reason why he didn't do that, because there's something to do with karma involved. He wasn't able to get rid of everything. It's the math equation in the matrix. But I say to the people of Florida, be patient. FEMA's going to help you. You've got to give them until next week, Wednesday, because they're assessing the damage. They need to assess everything. They need to allocate the money. They need to do what they need to do in order to help you. So please, please be patient. On that note, as a result of this whole change going on, where those who took on other people's good karma, where they were part of the dark side or dark karma, whatever it is, they today, this is worldwide, there's a worldwide event taking place. And the reason why it's going to take a little bit longer for the folks in Florida to get their FEMA applications is because half of the people in Florida that went through like really, really, really bad karma. They were taking on someone else's karma. And so now they're going to get their good karma back. And there's going to be at least a 3-day adjustment for that to happen, for the crystal lattice, everything to change in the matrix. So there's a major change going on. And whereas the people who had the good karma, they're going to get their bad karma back. And this is a huge, huge thing. And when we speak of the Democrats and the Republicans, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on with the Republicans. A lot of crazy stuff. And so here, this is what's happened now. The Democrats, on some level, was taking on the bad karma for the Republicans. Now, today, that bad karma has been transferred over to the Republicans. And the Democrats is getting back their good karma. So there's a huge shift going on, a huge shift. And so I don't know what's going to happen, what the outcome's going to be, but things are going to be different. Things are going to be different. It means that if the Democrats have good karma, it means they have a better chance of winning the election. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean they're going to win the election. It just means they have a better chance. So we're going to take a break. And we're going to try to just think positive. Because in the United States, particularly through the media, people are just, they're acting as though they're unwell. Crazy. But they're not crazy. They're just taking on someone's bad karma. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they are a little bit touched. Who knows? But the point is, we shouldn't judge, and we shouldn't judge the Republicans. You know who I'm talking about? We shouldn't judge him, because he's going through a script that he didn't make up. It's been given to him. Just like this day, the whole planet, we're all getting new scripts. And so when we get back, we're going to talk about those new scripts. My name's Brian. And you, yes, you're listening to Clarity Radio. And yes, it's still October 11th, 2024. Thank you.
Because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. But soon enough, you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me. Now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me.